Turns out there are still great seducers out there. Here's a tale from listener Donna McNeil of Portland, Maine.
I have a picture from the day we met. We are walking down a cobblestone street in Montmartre. Olivier is talking, smiling. We are turned toward each other mid-sentence, not looking or really caring where we are headed. An hour earlier, he was a stranger who sat down at my table near Les Cols des Beaux-Arts. He wore a flea market suit coat, trousers ankle short. He talked fast, mixing English and French into a seamless stream, as if his words were trying to keep up with his thoughts. On art, on business, life excited him. He was 20. I was 35. He was Parisian and I a Yankee. "Let me show you Paris," he offered. He guided me through his favorite neighborhoods to the last surviving vineyard in Paris, to the windmill, to the oldest bar, by the strip joints and music stores. We drank in the perfectly preserved 50s Café Les Deux Moulins. We watched women dropping duvets from windows to air. We greeted the ladies of the evening. He took me home, fed me grilled rabbit, took me to bed. In those days, you could fly round trip Boston to Paris for $300. I must have flown at least 30 times to meet a man who pulled me into doorways for pillowed kisses, who pressed me to him through the metro turnstiles and found his way up my skirt on a train ride. When we were apart, he sent me letters he'd written, cut and woven, a love letter, a puzzle, a game. Even now, sometimes, when I wake up at dawn, I remember the early morning phone calls, his lunch break, his playful voice sweetening my sleepy warmth, the sound of France. On one trip, Olivia gave me a little pin that was his grandfather's. It's in the shape of a bow, half American flag, half French. You see, we were allies. 2 years later, I decided to move to Paris, although not for him. Our impossible long-distance romance had quieted. One winter night, we found ourselves at a party together. We danced. I loved dancing with him. Later, outside, at the foot of Sacré-Cœur, he hailed me a cab. It was snowing, big, slow flakes, magical in the light of the cathedral. Time changed. Everything was perfectly, quietly beautiful. Olivier turned to face me, offering a clear-eyed promise. "I will always be your friend," he said. And now, 30 years, many loves, I know he meant it.